Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Time to enjoy our state parks. And Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series producer Don Cash says the show delivers an eyeful of parks all month long.
And a couple of them come to mind. Martin Dice Jr. State Park in Jasper, which suffered quite a bit of hurricane damage from Hurricane Rita and was closed for a while, has reopened part of their camping area. And they are again doing the float trip down the Angelina River.
Angelina River down here is really, it's very clean. Water's pretty clear, so it's really nice. Makes the trip real enjoyable.
One of the other parks is Goose Island State Park, which is on the coast across the Copano Bay from Rockport and Fulton. Fishing is the big thing at Goose Island.
Ever since I've been a little kid, been coming out here. It's relaxing. One of these days, we might get lucky and catch a fish.
You can fish out of a boat, you can wade fish, you can take your kayak into the shallows, and they've got a 1,600-foot fishing pier at Goose Island State Park that people are fishing on all day and all night.
Check your local listings to see when the show airs in your town. That's our show for today, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.